Studio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Just about getting into Rome before long now.
Oh?
Left Naples at 9:35. It's 10 minutes after 11 now. Yeah, getting just about time for lunch.
Lunch? Oh, boy, I'm just starved.
Yeah, but mention food and Betsy comes to life.
Yeah. Are we going to have lunch at the hotel in Rome?
No, darling, we're not staying at a hotel. Oh, she can't seem to get it straight. We're going to have an apartment, darling. This American man, a Mr. Watson, who works in the same export company that Daddy does in the Rome office, is letting us have his apartment.
Is he going to live there, too, with us?
No, dear. He and his wife are going on a vacation. That's why he's letting us have the apartment.
I'd rather stay in a hotel. Gee, I just love hotels.
Well, dear, if we hadn't had this stroke of luck, you and Mommy and Aunt Effie wouldn't even be staying in Rome at all.
No.
Because our money for the trip sort of ran out. But this way, if Aunt Effie and I do the cooking, so we save what little money we
and
have.
You know something, Betsy? You will love the apartment. This Mr. Watson says it has 8 big rooms, got high ceilings, marble floors, and a balcony. You can look all over Rome.
Well, as I said yesterday, it sounds too good to be true. I keep feeling there must be a catch to it somewhere.
Well, stop worrying. Mr. Watson's going to meet us at the train. And,
look, just what, like the pictures you've always seen of it.
What is it?
The old Roman aqueduct. Oh, isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Now, in the old days, Betsy, the Romans had to bring water down from the hills.
Tell her later. Get your stuff together now. Your purses and your coats and your gloves. Don't leave anything. We are getting into Rome.
If veteran CBS newsman Lowell Thomas has his way, he'll probably be aboard the first man-carrying satellites, doing a broadcast for his millions of listeners back on Earth. Oh, not that he hasn't already been circling the globe for many years, but this would be a little different. His would be a familiar voice to technicians manning the tracking station receivers, a voice that's been bringing the news to a listening America for almost 3 decades. As a matter of fact, it wouldn't be the first time Lowell Thomas has described an aerial circumnavigation of the globe. Back in 1925, he was official historian of man's first flight around the world made by U.S. Army planes. Ever since, Lowell Thomas's news beat has continued to be global in scope. When he talks about people or places abroad, he speaks with the authority of first-hand knowledge. Whether the story is important, unusual, or just entertaining, get facts and color from Lowell Thomas. Each weeknight over CBS Radio.
Well, it certainly was very nice of you to meet us at the station here, Mr.
Well, Patty and I figured the only way we could do it, after all, I had to give you the keys to the place, and here they are. They're all labeled.
Oh, I thought we'd take a taxi directly out to your apartment. Isn't your wife there?
No. We're starting our vacation today. That's why I mentioned subletting the place to you. It all seemed to work out just right. So she's doing some last-minute shopping and then picking me up in the office in just about an hour, and then we're making a beeline for the Riviera, and oh, boy, I hope the weather's decent.
Oh, yes, so do I. But shouldn't we talk to your wife? I mean, just turning your apartment over to perfect strangers. You know, maybe there's something she'd like to show us or something we should do.
Yeah, like watering the plants or something.
Well, I wouldn't want her to worry about the apartment.
Oh, she's not worried, except she said to warn you. She's no housekeeper.
Oh, well, I'm sure she is.
Yes.
And you tell her that we'll leave the apartment just the way we found it.
Well, that'll be pretty hard to do unless you give a party for 30 people the way we did last night. Boy, what a mess when we woke up this morning. Wow!
Yeah,
but don't worry. There's a woman who comes in to clean, so she should have been there by this time. Now, I know there's some other things I have to tell you. Now, you know, living here is different.
Well, you might tell me what all these keys are for. Surely we don't need all these.
Well, they're all labeled, and you need every one of them. That's what I mean. Living in Italy is different. Now, there's keys to everything. That's your key to the front door of the building, and that's the key to the main door of the elevator, and that's the key to the inside elevator gate.
Wait a minute. What'd you say? Keys to the elevator?
Oh, yes, indeed. And if you go out and forget them, then you got to ring for the portiera. That's the porter. And then you got to tip them for unlocking the elevator, and not only that, but...
Well, for heaven's sakes, we'll all have to have a set of keys then,
won't we? Oh, yes. Now, Patty's probably left her set for you. Now, if she hasn't, you better get some made. Another thing, when you come in the front door of the apartment building, even if you do have your key, ring for the portiere anyway, because he likes to know who's coming in the building, huh?
Oh, well, all right. Do we tip him then, too?
No. Well, once in a while I give him something, you know. Now, I know there's some other things I have to tell you. Now, living here is different. There's a lot of real inconveniences, you know.
Oh, we don't mind. We'll make out fine, Mike.
Yes. It'll be sort of exciting.
Well, I hate to bring up anything as mundane as the rent money, but...
Oh, yes, sure.
I'll
have to cash some traveler's checks.
Well, I hope the cleaning woman has been there.
No, now. Well, I must say I am relieved. The apartment building looks lovely from the outside, and this is certainly an attractive lobby, anyhow.
Here's the elevator, Mommy.
Oh, yes, dear. Yes, I know it is. Daddy's bringing the rest of the bags in.
Should we run for the porter? That's what Mr. Watson said. The porter likes to know who's coming into the building.
Yeah, I know. Here. That's okay.
Guess that's all the luggage. No, I am not going to ring for the portiere. I'm not in the mood to get involved with somebody who probably doesn't speak English now.
The keys, dear.
I've got the...
The keys, dear, to the elevator.
I know. I'm trying to find them. I need two keys, apparently. Mm. The outside door here and the inside gate.
Isn't it interesting? I love it when things are different, don't you?
Yeah. I think it's much more fun, you know?
Okay. Now, hold this door open. Find the key to the gate.
Why don't I have keys to the elevator, Mommy?
Well, apparently they just do in apartment buildings in Italy, sweetheart.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Now, get in. I'll put the suitcases.
No, dear. It's easier if we each carry our own. Oh, come on, get in, Betsy.
Yeah, all right. There we are. Okay.
Yeah. Apartment's on the fifth floor, dear.
I know.
Can I push it?
Oh, yes, sure. Push your five, honey. That's a girl.
Getting so tall.
Well, I guess you didn't push it hard enough. Now what's wrong?
Now maybe the elevator's out of order. Push five again.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, there comes someone, dear. See through the glass. It must be the portiere. I told you we should have let him know we were here. Maybe he runs it or something, you know?
Momente, signori.
Chi
desidera vedere?
Yes, buongiorno. Oh, yes, we're subletting Signor Watson's apartment. Signor Watson, and the elevator doesn't seem to work.
Signor Watson, ma il signore e la signora Watson non sono in casa, sono partite per la vacanza, signore.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you're saying, but we can't seem to run the elevator. See, pushing five, and nothing happens. Doesn't work.
sì. Hai messo 10 lire, signore? Lire. 10 lire nella cassetta. Ecco, qui, 10 lire.
Isn't he saying 10 lire, dear? And I mean, pointing to that box. Apparently, you have to put money in the slot.
Put money in? You mean every time we get in this elevator,
here.
We have to put in 10 lira to make the thing run?
I don't know. Try it. Here. Yeah, I've got 10 lira. Here, put the money in.
What the?
Well, you see, dear, putting money in makes it run.
This is outrageous. This is absolutely outrageous.
Ma non posso capire che volete qui. I signori Watson non sono in casa. Sono in vacanza. Non mi han detto niente. Prima che tu entri, voglio una spiegazione. E il permesso dal signor Watson.
Why is he riding up with us?
I don't know.
The way he keeps waggling his hand at the suitcases, maybe the Watsons didn't tell him we were moving in.
Oh, that's great. That's just great.
Well, I just hope the cleaning woman has been there.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Johnny Dollar, in spite of his staggering expense accounts, is in high demand by certain employers. He's a freelance insurance investigator on the job whenever the stakes are sky high. When murder or fraud mask a venal grab for profits, it's Johnny's job to jolt the facts from those involved. Detective work in all corners of the world is a specialty of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, one of your great Sunday listening treats on CBS Radio. Another comes with a swashbuckling hero of the wide open West, whose card reads, "Have gun, will travel." Paladin's his name, and danger is his game. He keeps fast company with Johnny Dollar Sundays on the CBS Radio Network. Also in this select Sunday group is radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense. Yes, it's suspense for drama coolly calculated to quicken the pulse and tingle the spine. And that's not all. Prize-winning Gunsmoke continues the exploits of Marshal Matt Dillon, the only effective law in Old Dodge City. Listen to this station this Sunday for Gunsmoke, Suspense, Have Gun Will Travel, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Hello. Hello. I want to talk to Jerry Watson. Is he still at the office?
Si, ripeto, non mi hanno detto niente. Non mi hanno detto niente. Devo avere il suo permesso.
Hello. Hello. Yeah, well, yell at him before he goes out the door, will you?
Permesso. Devo avere il suo permesso.
Oh, look, would you please keep quiet?
Dear goodness, don't alienate the porter right off the bat.
Well, he can't understand me anyhow. Hello. Yes. Oh, look, for Pete's sake, Watson, didn't you tell the porter that we were going to stay here?
Well, you've got Mr. Watson on the phone. Tell him the cleaning woman did not come. I never saw such a mess.
Yeah, well, look, apparently your wife forgot then because the guy plastered himself against the door and I had to yank him out of the way to unlock it. Yeah, he's carrying on here now like a wild man. Yes, he's right. Here, it's a Signor Watson.
Oh, yes, si, si, grazie. Pronto.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this place. Glasses, plates, ashtrays overflowing.
Well, we'll get it cleaned up. It is a nice apartment, anyhow, that's one thing. And look at the view from the balcony. You can see all over Rome.
How does anybody have the nerve to sublet an apartment and leave it in a mess like this?
Well, I've just been in the kitchen. There's no refrigerator.
No refrigerator? Well, it must be.
There's no refrigerator. I've looked everywhere.
Don't understand. Oh, my heavens, hurry up. Talk to Mr. Watson again before the porter gets off the phone. Hurry up. Go get the phone. Hurry up.
Oh, capito, finalmente.
Don't hang up. Sorry. Yes, let me have the... Hello? Hello, look, where's the refrigerator?
Mi scusi, signore.
Yes.
Ma voi capite, accettate le mie scuse.
Yes, whatever you're saying, fine, grazie, yes. What does Mr. Watson say about the refrigerator? Dear?
Yeah, just a second, will you? Hold on a minute. There is no refrigerator.
What? How do we keep the food?
You don't. You shop every day. Hello?
Look,
you better give us your vacation address just in case anything else comes up.
Well, we wanted things to be different.
Va bene, allora va bene.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, Nelson Olmsted, and Rock Rogers, and is produced by Walter Hart.